Rock's Legal Tender Tour. The Rock is 18 this year, and we're doing, well, we're not doing them, but the bands are doing them. Seven shows across the country. Let's have a look here. Pre-sale tickets Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, 8th of July. Tickets on sale Monday, the 13th of July through Ticketek and also Ticket Direct as well. All the details on our website very soon, therock.net.nz. Which must mean, Bryce, because we've had Airborne and The Living End confirmed. Don't tell me we've got Sheehat on the tour as well.
Some New Zealand rock royalty on the phone. John Toogood, how are you, Johnny?
Hey, good, Bryce. How are you?
Very well.
John, morning to you. Welcome to the show. How's this? Airborne, The Living End, and Sheehat on tour across the country.
Yeah, it's a pretty good lineup. We're going to have to be on our game.
It's gonna be messy, I'd imagine, Johnny, the chance of it.
Well, we've known those two bands for ages, and both of them can drink. but more importantly, both of them can play very well live. So,
fair to say, John. Hi, it's Leah here, love. Fair to say, you'll have to be a bit like Bryce and take your special vitamins for the big trip.
Definitely.
Keep your vitamin C levels up.
Well, I'll help you with that later, John.
Now, John, at the moment, it's seven shows across the country, kicking off in Dunedin at the Ecker Centre and finishing in your hometown, the Wellington Town Hall. Now, if tickets do go well, there could be extra shows added. So seven shows, I mean, that's not a lot for a seasoned band like yourself, is it, in a row?
No. but it is, it's for a tour in New Zealand, we're going to pretty much go everywhere, pretty much.
And a few days off in between, I see.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to today. It's going to be awesome.
You've played a little bit before. Have you and Chris Cheney ever, from The Living End, I remember interviewing him once, and he was saying that you guys had a night together, getting up on stage, playing a few songs together.
They played a show down ACDC Lane in Melbourne.
Yeah.
And they invited me along to play a cover of Jailbreak by ACDC with them. So awesome. I got to play his $12,000 Greek Falcon, which was awesome. Yeah, and that guy can play guitar. And I felt like a bit of a doogie next to him. but I managed to keep up, so it was good.
Hey, well, John, just stay there. We'll come back after the Sheehat song, and you can tell us what you got up to on your 18th birthday, which wasn't that long ago. And if you do want to ask John Toogood a question from Sheehat, opportunity now to give us a call, 0800 Rock Phone, or text through Studio Lever Space 3520.
Going to get him in a good space too, because John said that he's been watching the final all night of the tennis. So he's had about 40 minutes sleep, haven't you?
Yeah, that's it.
It's a beautiful machine, Sheehat. You're on the Rock. 19 to 8, Sheehat, the beautiful machine. Yes, Sheehat, the headliners on the Rock's Legal Tender Tour. We've confirmed the three bands. There are four bands in total on this tour. The three so far, if you have just joined us, Airborne, confirmed earlier this morning. Talked to Joel O'Keefe, lead singer. Living End on the tour with us. Talked to Chris Cheney, lead singer of The Living End. And Johnny Toogood on the phone with us this morning. The headliners of the Rock's Legal Tender Tour from Sheehat. Welcome back, Johnny.
Hey, how you going?
Big tennis fan. That was a great game, wasn't it?
It was a great game, except I fell asleep in the last 20 minutes. So. I couldn't make it.
Don't be doing that on the Legal Tender Tour, John. Please.
Federer beating Roddick this morning and claiming 15 titles. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, that's
absolutely
good.
Amazing. Okay. Now, Floyd's on the phone this morning. Johnny's got a question for you.
Sweet Ed.
Morning, Johnny.
Hey, Floyd, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. Hey, well, any chance of you doing any of Devolve or maybe NIB like you did at the car park a few years ago?
I was actually jamming the riff to it the other day with the boys, and it was quite funny. We got it pretty tight, but yeah, I would only do it if it was super tight. So maybe when I go back to Melbourne and we have a jam, I'll run it past them and see how it goes.
That sounds good, Johnny.
Cool, man, cool.
You're going to be buying a ticket, Floyd, for this one, or hopefully two?
Definitely. Yep. I saw them a couple of years ago. I've been definitely into Sheehat. I've been into Sheehat since the early days. They played at the car park.
Oh, Floyd, are you going to ring us every hour until you want a ticket?
Don't give him ideas,
you got it right,
Leah. Don't give him ideas.
Sorry, mate, sorry.
Pre-sales this coming Wednesday, okay, Floyd.
Once you've been here, Leah.
I know.
He was about to send his PA down to buy one.
Have a great day, Floyd. Thanks for your call, mate.
Hey, Johnny, tonight on C4, the 100 greatest moments, another Rock the Nation's happening with Rhys Darby, and he's coming in after 8, talking about, you know, I guess the highlights and the lowlights of pop culture in the country. Are there any that spring to mind for you?
Moments? Oh, well, I can instantly think of one of the highlights, especially in New Zealand music, pop culture, and that was when Paul Holmes released that awesome album.
Oh, yeah.
And really, you know, really helped the cause of music in New Zealand.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, no, it was a classic. I think the liner notes were actually better than the music, if I remember rightly. I remember we all sort of, we got a copy because we were label mates. We were so stoked about it. I remember distinctly a little passage saying, this is a voice forged by late nights, red wine, and a few regrets. So I was just thinking, that's worth the price of admission enough. You know, I don't need to listen to this.
Tell me, Johnny, I've got a friend who actually was in the recording studio when they were recording the Holmes album, and he said the singing was so bad they basically had to take a line out of every take to make a whole song. So we basically have to do the song 20 times, and they would take a line out of each one and put it into it, because they could only use one line out of each take.
It did actually break a record for the most returned album after the day after Christmas. Everyone caught it for a joke.
Returned album.
Well, we've announced Airborne Living In. She had one
more to go. Sorry, John.
It's
Paul Holmes.
That's Holmesy.
Oh, no. Yeah. Let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, live talk back in the mosh pit.
Hope we don't have to go on after him.
Oh, John, it's been awesome talking to you, and can't wait October.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, man. It's going to be awesome.
The Rock's Legal Tender Tour. So Airborne Living In, she had one more band to be confirmed, and we'll have the lead singer of that band on with us next. Thanks, Johnny.
Okay, guys.
Back to bed.
Cheers, bro.
See ya.
John Toogood from She Had, those guys headlining the tour, and the band who opens the tour. They'll be the first band on stage. Lead singer on with us after this.
The Rock proudly presents Legal Tender.